American Ground Radio, where we're following the science so closely, one day, science is gonna call the cops, or the CIA, or those other guys. Put them on the watch list.
We choose to go to the moon and do the other things, not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
It is time for us to realize that we're too great a nation to limit ourselves to small dreams.
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed.
This is American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis Sar Avalone.
Well, the devil and the leftists, they're celebrating today. Maybe not necessarily in that order, but they certainly are both celebrating today.
Why is that?
Well, because finally, the number of Americans who believe in God has dropped to an all-time low. Liberals have the least faith in God, by the way.
That's true. That's true. I mean, we've seen that for decades.
But according to a Gallup poll just released, 81% of Americans who believe, 81% of Americans believe in God.
Okay.
Now that is down. I mean, this latest poll shows that the number of American adults who believe in God is down 6% from the 2017 survey.
Okay. Now here's the thing.
Now, but by comparison, the years 1953 and in 1967, 98% of U.S. adults believed in God.
Okay, but let's,
even as late as, I know I'm interrupting you, but even as late as 2011, 92% had some religious faith in God, and now we're down, what, another 10 percentage points.
When you look at what we are being fed by mainstream media, when you just watch the news, do you think the news believes in God? Do you think that Hollywood is projecting into our culture that they think that God exists? Do you think Hollywood is actually projecting that a majority, if you just watch the movies, do you think a majority of people in the country, just based off the movies, would believe in God or not?
No, but look, Hollywood, the mainstream media, the left in general, look, they have been successful. They've gotten control over the curriculums in our schools because it is young people in this country. It's young people in this country who have the least amount of faith in God. Do you know there was a poll last year of 2,000 adults by Arizona Christian University, and they discovered more millennials believe in guidance from horoscopes than those who believe that the universal purpose for all people is to know, love, and serve God with all of their heart, mind, strength, and soul. I mean, 35% more millennials believe in guidance from horoscopes than from the Creator. Now, we're not saying you have to believe in one particular God, that whether it's your God or my God. There are different religions. That's not the point.
Right. And however you want to worship God, that's up to you. But as a nation, we were founded on the belief that there is a Creator and that the Creator is the one who gave us our rights.
And that's why it's so important. And we'll dig into that point that you're making, is that it's the Creator that gave us our rights. That's the reason that prayer is so very needed for our country, for our very way of life, is that without the Creator, there are no rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Right.
And it is government's duty, of course, to protect these rights for us, but of course they really have not done a very effective job of that whatsoever. And that's why it's so important, as a side note, why it is so important that we elect men and women who pray. Now, you don't necessarily have to. You don't have to believe in God. You don't have to pray to a god.
You certainly don't have to do anything the two guys on the radio are telling you.
But you have to elect people who do believe in a creator, because
you're a fool if you don't.
Well, if you keep electing people who don't acknowledge that our rights come from our creator,
right,
or that there is even a creator at all,
right,
how can those elected officials
defend your rights?
Possibly pretend to protect those rights.
They can't.
If they don't believe in a creator, or that the creator is the source of those rights to begin with. What they asked the Supreme Court Justice, what's her name that we just confirmed?
Ketanji Brown Jackson.
They asked her, do you believe in natural rights,
mm-hmm,
or natural law?
No.
She couldn't define that.
No.
What do you mean, she says?
She had no opinion
on
it.
What are natural rights?
If you have no opinion on what natural law is, that means you don't know what natural law is, which means you don't believe that laws come from God.
Right. Now, natural law is a much bigger discussion, but the bottom line is it's an example of how we recognize that our rights come from the Creator,
right,
because what man can give you, and the reason that's so important,
mm-hmm,
is that if our rights come from man, man can take that away.
If Thomas Jefferson is the one who gave us our rights, we're all screwed because he's been dead for a long, long time.
But back to the point, I mean, the number of Americans, of course, who believe in God are declining, but the share of Americans who identify as atheists, that's roughly doubled in the past several years. I mean, these are people that it's not only, hey, I'm agnostic about it. You know, my faith is weak. I'm not really sure if there is. These are people that say, no, there is no creator. There is no God. There is no universal spirit. And again, it is most evident in our young people. So, I mean, look, we're not here necessarily to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ on this radio show.
Although we do, but I mean...
Well, but at the same time, there are certain principles,
right,
that from his teachings that certainly have kind of worked out for a lot of people.
And again, our nation was founded on those ideas that you find in the Bible. That they really were. And look, you want to see where this is going? Do me a favor. Just go read parts of the Old Testament. Not just because I want you for religious reasons to go do it, but go look at it for historical reasons. Find out what happened to the nation of Israel and the people in Israel when they stopped doing what God wanted them to do. When they started doing, as the Bible says, started doing that which was evil in the eyes of the Lord. When they started doing that, go read it and find out what happened to those people. Find out what happened to their families. Find out what happened to their country.
Well, we've got a declining number of church-going people, and it is estimated that by 2050, the percentage of the United States population attending church will be almost half of what it is today. Now, when you go to church,
mm-hmm,
this Sunday, this weekend...
Yeah, and you need to.
And you look around, there's probably already a lot of empty pews.
A lot of churches have not even fully recovered from COVID, the COVID lockdowns that forced people out of church.
Now, if this estimate is true,
yeah,
and by 2050,
yeah,
the church-going population of this country will be nearly half. Mm-hmm. Look around. And
how many seats are there?
How many more seats will be empty if, in fact, this trend continues?
And we need to turn this around. We need to be teaching our kids, you need to be in church, and here's why. And if we don't, again, go read the Old Testament. Find out what happened when one generation didn't teach the next generation.
It's our country's motto, for God's sake. In God we trust.
Let's get to the top three things you need to know before tomorrow. Well, the FBI is investigating a series of attacks against pro-life organizations and churches. The Bureau made the announcement in a statement on Friday morning. The statement came after 123 Republican members of Congress wrote a letter to Attorney General Merrick Garland asking why he wasn't treating the series of attacks as domestic terrorism. And several Catholic and pro-life groups sent similar letters to the AG demanding the cases be taken seriously. Despite the fact that there have been dozens of attacks across the country in the past month and a half, no arrests have been made.
Yeah, I mean, is it coincidental? I mean, I guess the political pressure was so great on the Department of Justice that they had to say something.
But they didn't say they were treating it as domestic terrorists. You speak up at a school board, you're a domestic terrorist. You firebomb a church? Nah. Second thing you need to know before tomorrow. This week, construction equipment giant Caterpillar said it's moving its corporate headquarters from Illinois to Texas. Caterpillar's current headquarters are in Deerfield, Illinois, just outside Chicago. They're planning on moving to Irving, Texas, in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. The move will be completed later this year. Texas's Governor Greg Abbott tweeted, quote, "We are proud that Caterpillar now calls Texas home."
You know, nothing wakes up a woke state like businesses and their citizens leaving the state.
You would think, but Illinois hasn't changed direction. They're on the exact same path that led Caterpillar out of the state. Caterpillar won't be the last company to leave.
Well, Texas is certainly setting a great example for any state wanting to attract businesses. Just be conservative.
Third thing you need to know before tomorrow, the Lincoln, Nebraska City Council voted to remove a new city ordinance that would have required all the city's code enforcement to consider sexual orientation and gender identity. The same city council had unanimously approved this measure just 3 months ago, but a citywide petition forced the city to either rescind the ordinance or put it up for a popular vote in the November ballot. Instead of letting the citizens of the city reject the idea that every public building must allow men who say they are transgender into women's bathrooms, the council voted to rescind the ordinance. Three members of the city council are gay. Two of them voted to rescind that ordinance.
You see what's going on here? Our elected officials are really taking advantage of the people and inflicting their agenda on them.
And when the people say no, people win. We'll be right back.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Conservatives are being censored on social media.
Big media.
In colleges.
Public schools.
And in woke corporations all across this country.
That means talk radio is the last beacon of free speech in America.
So when you hear businesses supporting free speech by advertising on this station, we should thank them.
They've put their money where their values are, and you should do the same.
Make sure you're spending your dollars at companies that understand that free speech isn't free.
Conservative listeners need to support conservative advertisers.
Because liberty is never more than one generation away from extinction.
Terry, I don't think I've ever seen you show up to the studio in a pair of slippers. I almost fell
you
out of my chair.
You can wear them anywhere. I swear.
You literally wore your slippers to work.
Okay, they are the furriest feeling things when my feet go in there, and they have the rubber sole that's thick enough that you can wear them outside. I wore them shopping.
Or to work.
People will look down and go, I know, they're my slippers. They look cool.
They're a beautiful color. That pink is very pretty. Listen, my sheets. Those Giza sheets. Girl, I've slept like a baby.
Those are 60% off right now.
60% off if you use the AGR code.
I love the towels.
Yeah, the towels are awesome too. Yes. They dry good. They're a great size. And but I'm going to get those slippers because some days I don't have shoes to wear to work.
I think they're 50% off now if you use the AGR code.
Are you going to get me some slippers? Because I won't order them. Then I'll get your sheets.
Okay.
Okay, we'll do that.
Don't forget to use the AGR code.
MyPillow your people up. Go to MyPillow.com and type in the letters AGR for your discount code.
American Ground Radio is in nearly 40 markets across our great country, and we're expanding every month. American Ground Radio is looking for businesses that join with the fastest growing conservative talk shows in our country. When you become a sponsor of American Ground Radio, you'll see results, and you'll support a show that represents conservatives who love their country. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor in your market, go to AmericanGroundRadio.com and click on Contact.
Okay, I love my country, but you should already know. If you feeling this, it's American Ground Radio. If your country feels broken, there ain't no need to wait up. It's time to come together, time to make us all greater. Yeah, time to get it hyped. That's the message that I send you. The American dream, live to your fullest potential. Much love to the creator. I hope you hear me though. Now's the time, American Ground Radio.
If you say what you want to say and let the words fall out, honestly, I want to see you be brave.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Paul with Louis R. Avalone.
You know, the decency of this administration or the indecency of this administration really knows no bounds. There is nothing sacred that this administration will not destroy, whereas there have been time-honored, respected practices, well-established jurisprudential precedents.
Right.
They don't care.
No, they don't.
It doesn't matter. They're going to challenge it. They're going to destroy it. They're going to make it unbearable for us all.
This is what they meant when Barack Obama said, "We are going to fundamentally transform America." That is the vision of the entire Democrat Party. They want to fundamentally transform America. And this is what they mean. They want to make gas prices so high that we have to get rid of gas and go to green energy, which isn't going to work as well. They want people to be dependent upon the government. They don't want the family in charge of the children. Nope. They want administrators and the government in charge of your children. They say those are our children, not yours.
That's true.
Right?
Well, now, you know, of course, Roe v. Wade, the leaked opinion, apparently it's going to be overturned in the coming days. Well, now Biden is threatening to declare a national public health emergency if Roe v. Wade is overturned by the United States Supreme Court.
So the president alone can override
states' rights.
Court.
Well, not only the Supreme Court, but states' rights.
See, he took an oath to honor and defend the Constitution, and he is violating that. That is something you should be able to impeach somebody for.
Well, yeah, but at the same time, do you realize just how big this is?
Because
he would basically be trampling on states' rights.
Completely. He would trample on states' rights, and he would trample on the separation of powers between the executive and the judicial. He would say, I can overturn the entire Supreme Court with just the stroke of my pen.
It's absolutely, again, nothing is sacred.
He does not. I've talked about the flaw in the Constitution. The flaw in the Constitution is that it's only designed for the governance of a moral and upright people.
No, you're absolutely right.
Joe Biden is not a moral person. He thinks he should be the king, and everybody working for him thinks he should have that kind of power. They're not moral and upright people either. And the Constitution it basically is defenseless against that type of anarchy.
If he overrides the will of the individual states and all of the voters who elected that leadership,
there will be lawsuits.
This is a slippery slope, folks.
It's awful. It's awful. We got a question for our American mamas. Dear mamas, do you think people honor Mother's Day more than they honor Father's Day?
Well, let's ask our American mamas.
Mama, mama.
And joining us now, our American mama, Terry Netterville. Denise Arthur is out and about. She will be back shortly. Father's Day coming up this weekend. Have you already planned out what you're doing for Kevin?
I have not.
You know what? I cannot make fun of you because when we did the segment for Mother's Day, I told you and Denise, I haven't planned out Mother's Day.
And normally, you know, when it's your anniversary or you're celebrating each other, I do think ahead. And for my children's entire growing up years, Father's Day was a big deal. And we went out together and we did our thing. And, you know, we made cards or we just did those things that I have in his little treasure drawer.
Right.
And so as they've gotten older, they'll say, you know, what do you think we need to get for Dad? And we'll talk about it. And then I'll say, y'all tell me. And, you know, I'll go ahead and we'll all go. And they put their money in. We all, you know, I help them out. And they do that. You now, for the last probably 2 or 3 years, Summer, you know, it's one girl and two boys.
Right.
So she tends to be the one that keeps that, you know, the gift giving for both of us. It'll have all the signs of Summer in it, even wrapped the way that Summer wraps a gift and ties the bow. On the card, it's, you know, we love you so much. Steal Summer and Slade. And the boys are grateful. They just hand over a little cash.
So she's mothering her brothers.
She is. She's enabling. So to their future wives, sorry. But no, what about you? What do y'all do for Father's Day?
Yeah, really, it's not a big deal. It really has never been a big deal. So I think part of this question stemmed from you. You had sent me a TikTok. I don't know if you guys posted on your page or not.
I haven't.
But there was a father going through the airport in Orlando. He had just taken his whole family to Disney World. And he said, look, it's Pride Month. And in every single shop, every single kiosk, everywhere you go in Disney World, all the parks, they all have their Pride stuff out. Mickey Mouse and rainbows and all that.
No problem with it.
I have no problem with that. Right. There was only one shop.
No, it wasn't even a shop. It was a kiosk.
Oh, there's only
on the
one
side.
Kiosk in all of Disney World where he found anything celebrating Father the week before Father's Day.
Right.
So, look, not everybody's gay.
Right.
Right? Everybody's got a dad.
Everybody's got a daddy.
Are we not celebrating fathers enough in this country?
Well, that was his point. It was like he had an epiphany, I think. He was, like he said, he kind of like we all do, we want to put, you know, we want to preface all of it by saying we have nothing against gays. We have nothing against Pride Month. You know, we absolutely, you know, that is something that they should celebrate and feel comfortable doing, whatever. His point was, but he noticed that there was one little kiosk, not even a shop. It was a little kiosk with some Father's Day little gifts and some cards. And he said, is this what's happening now? Are we putting fathers on the back burner? Are we not celebrating fathers like the mothers? And, you know, we've talked about this on the air before, that it seems like the first thing the government wants to do is take the daddy out of the picture.
Right.
Because it makes the mama and the kids rely on the government.
Right.
It's like they want the government to be their daddy. And so this man was saying, what's going on? Do we matter? You know, and the point is made, do we celebrate mothers on Mother's Day more so than we do fathers on Father's Day? And I think that, you know, I don't know. I don't know if that's actually true in American families today, because I think that we all love or most of us love our fathers and want to celebrate them. But when it comes to commercializing or celebrating outwardly in the world of commerce, it doesn't seem like that the Father's Day is as important. It just doesn't. It's like they've taken a back step. They've not taken a back step. It's like fathers are being pushed down a step. Like you don't matter as much, especially if you're a white dad, a white man.
Now, part of that, I wonder if it's just in the nature of men who are dads who go, it's no big deal. That's okay. Let's take care of mom. Uh-huh. I mean, if you are.
Yeah.
If you are a dad and you're trying to raise your kids to respect mom and all this stuff.
Right.
You may not go, hey, where's my day?
Yeah.
Right. You may not spend a whole bunch of time doing that.
Right.
Right. But you may go, okay, we've got to take care of mom.
Right.
Right. Because that's what, as a husband, you're supposed to take care of everybody in your family.
Uh-huh,
right.
Uh-huh.
You see what I'm saying?
I do see what you're saying.
Is that men's fault for not saying, wait a minute, we're important too?
Gosh, that's a great question. I've never really thought about it, but it does seem to be that dads do put the effort into making mama feel good, and the schools do the same thing.
Right.
You know, because we're in, you know, the kids are in school during
Mother's Day.
And they're not for Father's Day.
Right.
So that is a great point. And maybe maybe to dads, it's not they're thinking, it's just another chance for Hallmark to sell some cards and sell some gifts or whatever. And they don't. But I think it does matter. I think it's one thing to maybe, even if you don't purchase something, is to let your dad know how much that he means to you. Maybe we need to celebrate our fathers, all of them, and let them know that they are more important to us than the government.
If you'd like to ask our American Mamas a question, go to our website, americangroundradio.com/mamas, and click on the Ask the Mamas button. Terry Netteville, Denise Arthur, we'll be back. Thank you so much.
You bet.
Well, coming up next here on American Ground Radio, we are digging deep. We'll be right back.
Choosy Moms choose American Ground Radio. It's smooth, creamy, and now contains 7 grams of protein per serving. With Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
MyPillow is now a proud sponsor of American Ground Radio, which is really great. I mean, we all have MyPillow products at home, and it's so fantastic that an industry leader like MyPillow has invested in American Ground Radio coast to coast.
And because we're now working with MyPillow, you can get some great deals. If you go to their website, MyPillow.com, type in the letters AGR for your discount code, you get some massive discounts right away.
Right, like the luxurious Giza Dream Sheets. They're 60% off right
now with the AGR code. I'm telling you, no sleepless nights with these folks.
Or you get a six-piece MyPillow towel set for $70 off. That's a huge discount just by typing in three little letters, AGR.
You can get $50 off the classic MyPillow right now with the AGR discount code.
And on every single item, thanks to the sponsorship of MyPillow and American Ground Radio, you save bigly.
Huge.
Yeah, so go to MyPillow.com and type in those letters, A-G-R, and start sleeping like a baby tonight.
Extraordinary. America's history is filled with bright spots, too. The greatness of America is that it allows each of us to see the greatness within ourselves. That is how America became great. One dream, one bright spot at a time.
Bright Spots Big Country, What Makes America Great by Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iBooks, and brightspotsbigcountry.com.
Ronald Reagan once asked, are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world? Well, that's why we made this CD. Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
Mine eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device. Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation.
Guarding the last outpost of freedom, like a beacon of light to the world. And exercising our freedom of speech like we're the third monkey on the ramp to Noah's Ark. And brother, it's starting to rain.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Paul with Louis R. Avalone.
I want to come back to what we were just talking about in terms of weaponizing elections, because I think that's what we've done. I mean, that's what we've done? Well, I think that's what the left has done. Okay. But by opening that door, so now you've got, we were talking earlier about this one county in New Mexico that is refusing to certify the results of their June 7th primary. They say they distrust the voting systems that were used to count the ballots, although there's not another legal way for them to count the ballots other than the one that has been approved
by the
Secretary of State's office. So they're refusing to certify the election. The New Mexico Secretary of State says, well, I'm going to ask the state Supreme Court to force you, this one county, to certify your elections.
That's where the Democrats are. And they no longer want to persuade people. They want to force people.
No, wait a minute. But these were Republicans.
Right.
Who were not.
In the county.
In the county.
Right. But it's a Democrat who's trying to force the Republicans to do something that they don't feel comfortable doing.
But what if the Democrats do the same in the midterm elections
where could have that happen.
There is expected to be a red tsunami across this country.
Right.
So basically what happens, and I kind of asked this very quickly at the end of the last segment, but what happens if you have a challenge like this from the Democrats, and it's a challenge that's not resolved prior to the new Congress being seated on January 3rd, 2023.
Then whatever district where the vote is not certified, there will not be a representative in Congress. Those people will not have representation in Congress.
So we've got to be, as conservatives, as concerned Americans, regardless, we have to be vigilant. We have to be thinking about what we're talking about right here, because let me just tell you something. If we're talking about it, if we're thinking about it, you better bet your last dollar that the Democrats have already thought about this, how they can disrupt. And I guarantee you the mainstream media. Oh, my goodness.
They'll be on the side of the Democrats.
They will be. Well, of course, voter integrity.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, disenfranchising voters. I mean, those are valid arguments to be made.
But they're only going to join the train when the Democrats start using it as a weapon on their side. Not for voter integrity.
This is a little bit, it's more than concerning. Let's just put it that way.
Okay, but I have a little bit of good news as we dig deep.
Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to step down.
It has been a bad week for Soros DAs.
We were just talking about Soros DAs, what?
Last week. Last week, San Francisco's district attorney, Chesa Boudin, was ousted by voters in a recall election.
Oh,
right?
He was ousted.
Boom, gone. Boudin, the son of domestic terrorists and murderers, was supported by George Soros' political organizations.
Are you sure those aren't alleged?
No, they were convicted.
Domestic terrorists and murderers?
Admitted domestic terrorists and murderers.
All right.
Okay. Anyway, Soros supported Boudin, but the people no longer supported Boudin, mostly because his policies had led to an increase in crime.
Well, that's a pretty bad omen for Soros DAs, since, I mean, I don't know of a single one that's seen a decrease in crime in their area since they were first elected.
I can't name one. And actually, there's a study out that showed most of the increase in crime across the United States occurred in the markets, in the cities where Soros DAs were elected.
So he got his money's worth.
Right.
I mean, if you're George Soros.
Oh, he's definitely got a lot of bang for his buck. Now, there's bad news also for the Soros DA in Philadelphia. The Pennsylvania legislature introduced articles of impeachment against District Attorney Larry Krasner. Republican Rep. Josh Kale said, quote, "We are starting this process now because the unchecked violent crime in Philadelphia has reached a breaking point due to the willful refusal by District Attorney Krasner to enforce existing laws."
Now, if, in fact, this allegation is true.
No, Krasner's admitted he's not enforcing all the laws. Krasner has said he doesn't want to be putting people in jail. His job as district attorney is to put people who break the law in jail.
Okay.
He just doesn't want to do
it. So he's derelict in his duty.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. But that and by the way, that's what most Soros DAs believe. They think prosecuting people is racist.
Well, it takes a lot of courage for many elected officials, leaders in a community, to step up and say that, because again, they're going to be called racist for wanting to enforce, because you're just wanting to put African Americans behind bars.
Right. No, I want to put people who break the law behind bars. Now, the impeachment proceedings were started by three Republicans, and Krasner's obviously a Democrat, but the Republicans control the House and the Senate in Pennsylvania. So they could conceivably get the impeachment bill through the committee and the House. But it would take 2/3 vote in the Senate to convict and remove him. That means Republicans would need to win over some Democrat senators on their side. So Krasner may survive this. But the most damning thing, I think, that's happened to a Soros DA this week happened in Loudoun County, Virginia.
Is that the one where it was a guy in a bathroom assaulted a young girl?
In high school, yes. It was a high school boy dressing as a girl in the girl's restroom, viciously raped her. The school district said, no, there's no such thing as a rape in our schools. So the dad of the girl was arrested and called a domestic terrorist. And then the boy raped another girl. And this isn't alleged. He's been convicted, raped another girl in another school.
And this is all in a district where there is
a Soros DA, Bhuta Biraji. Okay. So in Loudoun County, Circuit Court Judge James Plowman removed Loudoun County District Attorney Bhuta Biraji and her entire office from a case they were supposed to prosecute. The judge said, you're not allowed to handle this case anymore. Why not?
Yeah, why was that?
Because he said the DA's office lied to the court.
Ah.
And their lie wasn't to put the defendant in jail. It was to keep the defendant out of jail.
Because that's consistent with the agenda of a Soros DA.
Here's the case. Kevin Enrique Valley was arrested on 5 warrants, charging him with 3 misdemeanors for destruction of property and false identification, and 2 felonies for burglary. Now, Biberage's office offered Valley a plea deal of 6 months in jail for all of that, okay? then tried to get the court to agree to the plea deal. But the problem is the DA's office was offering a plea deal below the legal minimum sentencing guidelines. It should have been 7 months on those charges.
But see, what I don't understand, and we've talked about this, what honor is it in not prosecuting someone to the fullest extent of the law? What
it's not about honor.
But at the same time, these district attorneys, they're assistant district attorney,
right,
prosecutors.
They've bought into critical race theory.
Okay, but
so they say the whole system is racist.
How do you keep a community safer?
That's not their objective.
By releasing criminals back onto the street.
That's not their objective. Their objective is to battle critical race theory.
How does that battle critical race theory?
Because you're not putting people in jail.
But you're not making your community any safer, and that
right.
is your...
But these people believe the entire system is institutionally racist. Therefore, doing the job they were hired to do would make them racist in their minds.
You know, I think their minds would be completely changed if that person they let back out on the street did some harm, you know...
By
God
the way,
forbid, to their family member.
This case is now being tried in a neighboring county, one in which Valley has already been convicted on several other felonies.
No, the people just aren't putting up with this, are they?
Not anymore, which is good news. We'll be back.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Terry, I don't think I've ever seen you show up to the studio in a pair of slippers. I almost fell out of my chair.
You can wear them anywhere. I swear.
You literally wore your slippers to work.
Okay, they are the furriest feeling things when my feet go in there, and they have the rubber sole that's thick enough that you can wear them outside. I wore them shopping.
Or to work.
People will look down, I'll go, I know, they're my slippers. They look cool.
They're a beautiful color. That pink
feel so
is
good.
Very pretty. Listen, my sheets. They're
really?
Those Giza sheets. Girl, I've slept like a baby.
Those are 60% off right now.
60% off if you use the AGR code.
I love the towels.
Yeah, the towels
pillows.
Are awesome, too.
Yes.
They dry good. They're a great size.
And
but I'm going to get those slippers because some days I don't have shoes to wear to work.
I think they're 50% off now if you use the AGR code.
Are you
going to
get
me
some slippers? Because I won't order
some.
Them. Then I'll get your sheets.
Okay.
Okay, we'll
deal.
Do that.
Don't forget to use the AGR code.
MyPillow your people up. Go to MyPillow.com and type in the letters AGR for your discount code.
Ronald Reagan once asked, are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world? Well, that's why we made this CD. Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
Mine eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device. Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation.
American Ground Radio is in nearly 40 markets across our great country, and we're expanding every month. American Ground Radio is looking for businesses to join with the fastest growing conservative talk shows in our country. When you become a sponsor of American Ground Radio, you'll see results and you'll support a show that represents conservatives who love their country. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor in your market, go to AmericanGroundRadio.com and click on Contact.
Hey, Denise Arthur here. We've just finished rebuilding our website from the ground up. Go to AmericanGroundRadio.com and you'll find our latest podcasts, videos, and blog posts. And you'll also find our new online store. At AmericanGroundRadio.com/shop, you'll find the Conservative Kid Growth Kit, the Freedom Sings CD, the Presidential Tumblr, and our book, Bright Spots Big Country. And checkout is simple, safe, and secure. So go ahead and head on over to AmericanGroundRadio.com/shop today.
Okay, I love my country, but you should already know. If you feeling this, it's American Ground Radio. If your country feels broken, there ain't no need to wait up. It's time to come together, time to make us all greater. Yeah, time to get it hype. That's the message that I send you. The American dream, live to your fullest potential. Much love to the creator, I hope you hear me though. Now's the time, American Ground Radio.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio, Stephen Paul with Louis R. Avalone.
To infinity and beyond.
Yep. Yeah, that was pretty
Buzz
good.
Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah, that was a pretty good impersonation of Chris Evans.
Wait, oh. You know, that's not fair. That's just not fair whatsoever.
Oh, okay.
Well, apparently, Tim Allen.
Yeah.
You know, Tim Allen is no longer Buzz Lightyear, or he is not. He's been replaced.
He was replaced.
You know, Lightyear is
the new movie out.
Due out on Friday, I believe.
The new Disney film.
I mean, that's the namesake characters.
Right. Buzz Lightyear, Space Ranger. Yeah.
And now Tim Allen. Apparently.
They didn't even ask him to do Buzz Lightyear.
Actress Patricia Heaton.
Yeah, who starred with him in Home Improvement back in the 90s.
Well, and she was also on Everybody Loves Raymond.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. She didn't star with him on Home Improvement. But yeah.
Anyway, she was on Everyone Loves Raymond. She says that basically Tim Allen's Buzz Lightyear has been castrated. She said basically this is a huge mistake in not having Tim Allen in the role that he owns. Tim Allen is Buzz Lightyear.
He is.
Why would
it'd be like casting someone else to play a version of Woody other than
Tom Hanks?
Right. Why would you do that?
I mean, why would you remove Tim Allen? You know why?
I mean,
that many people have speculated.
Yeah.
Tim Allen is a conservative. He holds conservative beliefs.
Yeah. And Chris Evans certainly is not.
Oh, get this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they're releasing this. It's not going to be shown in a large number of Middle Eastern countries.
Yeah.
Do you know why?
Yeah, I do.
There's a same-sex couple in the film.
Right.
So if you're really woke.
Right.
I mean.
And by the way, this film is supposed to be the film that inspired Andy to fall in love with Buzz Lightyear, which means this is a film that should have been shown in the 1990s. You think a cartoon would have had a gay couple in the 1990s? No.
No, it violates the United Arab Emirates says that having same-sex couples in a film violates their media content standards.
Yeah, you can't show it in Saudi Arabia at all. Okay, let's get to a bright spot. Myra Flores is an American citizen born in Mexico. Yesterday, she was elected to Congress, becoming the first Mexican-born member of Congress in American history.
The first Mexican?
Yeah.
Because there's lots of Hispanic.
Lots of Hispanic.
But you're saying she was a Mexican national?
She was born in Mexico as a child. Her family immigrated to the U.S. when she was six.
Okay.
Now, a lot of Hispanic people have been voted in Congress. Most of them have, especially in South Texas, though, have been Democrats, right?
Mm-hmm.
Myra Flores is a Republican. Take a listen.
I was born in Burgos, Tamaulipas, Mexico, but at six, we immigrated to the RGB. We grew up modest, working in the cotton fields, honest pay for honest work. But Washington liberals are killing the American dream, attacking oil and gas jobs and causing prices to skyrocket. I'm Myra Flores, and I approve this message because I will protect Texas workers and their wallets.
By the way, one of the people who voted for her, Elon Musk.
Okay.
Musk's SpaceX facilities are in Texas, District 34, just outside Corpus Christi.
Oh, wow.
So that means Flores is the first Republican Elon Musk has ever voted for.
Oh, wow.
Now, background. Flores is a respiratory therapist. She's working mostly with elderly patients. She was very busy during COVID, obviously. Her husband is a Border Patrol officer. All right? So she knows some of what's going on.
She knows what the challenges are.
There was a reporter who asked her, are you a counterbalance to people like AOC, a conservative Hispanic? Here's what she said.
They represent the Democrat Party, not the Hispanic community. Again, we're all about God, life, and family. They don't stand for those values. If they go and ask their abuelitas, if abuelita, usted apoya el aborto, abuelita, do you support abortion? I guarantee you that abuelita will get very upset. That is not how we were raised. We were raised to always defend life, and they're not fighting for the values that they were raised. I know that they were raised better, but they're abandoning their values. They're abandoning their culture over a political party. I'm not willing to do that.
she's not willing to sell out. She has principles. But, you know, most Hispanic Americans, mm-hmm. I mean, very frankly, most of them are Catholic.
Right.
And Catholics, as a Catholic myself, we are very pro-life. I mean, there's certain principles that guide us all, whether you're Catholic or Baptist or Methodist or whatever it may be, that guide you in how you live your life and how you want to change or improve your country.
This is a district that's nearly 90% Hispanic. Biden won it by 4 points in 2020. In 2016, Clinton won that district by 22 points. In 2012, Obama won it by 23. Myra Flores won a four-way race yesterday, getting more than 50% of the vote in a four-way race.
Oh, my Lord.
Beating the leading Democrat by 8 points.
That is a foreshadowing. We're talking about foreshadowing earlier.
Right.
I mean, I think that is a foreshadowing of how poorly the Democrats are going to do.
Especially with Hispanic voters.
Right. In the voting base or their voter base that they have taken for granted for almost 60 years now.
She's going to serve in Congress for 6 months in this seat. The seat she's filling, though, was using district boundaries from 2010. So they've been completely withdrawn, and the Texas legislature actually made it lean more Democrat than it currently does. So she's going to have a challenge for reelection. But she might win it. Even next year, she might win it.
You go, girl. Is that okay to say? Is that misogynist?
I don't know.
Sexist?
You could say vamos.
Okay.
All right.
Ciao.
We'll be back.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
MyPillow is now a proud sponsor of American Ground Radio,
which is really great. I mean, we all have MyPillow products at home, and it's so fantastic that an industry leader like MyPillow has invested in American Ground Radio coast to coast.
And because we're now working with MyPillow, you can get some great deals. If you go to their website, MyPillow.com, type in the letters AGR for your discount code, you get some massive discounts right away.
Right, like the luxurious Giza Dream Sheets. They're 60% off right now with the AGR code. I'm telling you, no sleepless nights with these folks.
Or you get a 6-piece MyPillow towel set for $70 off. That's a huge discount just by typing in three little letters, AGR.
You can get $50 off the classic MyPillow right now with the AGR discount code.
And on every single item, thanks to the sponsorship of MyPillow and American Ground Radio, you save bigly. Huge.
Yeah, so go to MyPillow.com and type in those letters, AGR, and start sleeping like a baby tonight.
Hey, Denise Arthur here. We've just finished rebuilding our website from the ground up. Go to AmericanGroundRadio.com and you'll find our latest podcasts, videos, and blog posts. And you'll also find our new online store. At AmericanGroundRadio.com/shop, you'll find the Conservative Kid Growth Kit, the Freedom Sings CD, the Presidential Tumblr, and our book, Bright Spots Big Country. And checkout is simple, safe, and secure. So go ahead and head on over to AmericanGroundRadio.com/shop today.
Maybe it was that fourth grade teacher who believed in you. Or the big-eyed girl who smiled when you were the new kid. Maybe it was watching your child as she took her first steps. Those aha moments in life when everything seemed to come into focus. Those are the bright spots that lift us up when we're feeling down and show us a path from the ordinary to the extraordinary. America's history is filled with bright spots, too. The greatness of America is that it allows each of us to see the greatness within ourselves. That is how America became great. One dream, one bright spot at a time.
Bright Spots Big Country, What Makes America Great by Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iBooks, and brightspotsbigcountry.com.
American Ground Radio is in nearly 40 markets across our great country, and we're expanding every month. American Ground Radio is looking for businesses to join with the fastest-growing conservative talk shows in our country. When you become a sponsor of American Ground Radio, you'll see results, and you'll support a show that represents conservatives who love their country. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor in your market, go to AmericanGroundRadio.com and click on Contact.
Hi, I'm Louis R. Avalone.
And I'm Stephen Parr from American Ground Radio. One of the worst parts about the government's COVID lockdowns is that they trampled on our First Amendment rights to freely assemble and to worship.
Too many of us have gotten into the habit of not going to church.
Don't let the government's temporary act of tyranny lead you to a permanent act of rebellion against God.
This weekend, make sure you are fully exercising your First Amendment rights by assembling in the church of your choosing.
It's time to get back to normal.
It's time to get back to God.
It's time to go back to church.
Paperback writer.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
So George Washington University.
Uh-huh.
Their moniker or their, you know, their mascot.
Right.
Was the Colonials.
The Colonials. All right, that makes sense. I mean, you've got the name of the university is George Washington. He was the commander of the colonial army. He was the general, the commander in chief. The colonials beat the British.
No, it's a lot right? of very rich heritage Absolutely. There. Lots of
yeah,
stuff
important to be proud of.
History.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, now they've done away with it. They're just discontinuing. They're going to come up with a new mascot
uh-huh.
because they say that colonials
uh-huh.
or colonists are linked to white supremacy, and they are offensive. And so, therefore, they are going to choose another mascot that they say will draw people together and serve as a source of pride.
They're going to have to change the name of the university.
Right, George Washington.
Right, because if you think colonials... As represented by the American colonies, is a source of white supremacy, then you're going to have to get rid of George Washington because he was the leader of the colonial army.
But universities are supposed to be this bastion of, you know, education.
Right.
I mean, where critical thought and analysis and debate.
But they're like, as it says in Romans, professing themselves to be wise, they become fools. Whoa.
Oh, wow! When I say whoa, I mean whoa!
One day, Bella J. Dark walked up to her parents and said, I'm going to write a book. At the time, Bella was just 5 years old. Her mother, Chelsea Sim, thought it would just be some scribbling, you know, you say wow like a parent does. But Bella's book was more than that. It was a full story about a cat named Snowy who gets lost and learns she can't go outside with her outer mother. Bella and an older sister even drew pictures for it. Well, they took it to a book fair, and it happened to have a representative from Gingery Fry Press, a publishing company. They liked Bella's story so much, they said they would publish it, and they did, and it sold 2,000 books. And what's more, the Guinness Book of World Records says she's the youngest author in the world.
That's just fantastic.
May your pursuit of happiness bring you joy.
Anytime, anywhere. Smartphone, TuneIn Radio app, WGSO.com. On the AM dial at 990, we are WGSO New Orleans.